Let's just pray together. Father, thank you for your word. May it impact our lives and may it help us to realise that you are in control of every aspect of our lives here and to the edges. In Jesus' name, amen. So good morning and thank you very much for your warm welcome. And it's great to be able to be here as part of Church Mission Society. And although I left CMS probably about 2 years ago now, nearly, I'm still going to carry on promoting their work because we're doing some pretty amazing things around the world. And that's what Danielle and Sarah are doing, pretty amazing things when you read about what's going on and the struggles that they're going through, but also the joy and delight of transforming people's lives through the love of Jesus. So CMS has been around for over 220 years, and it's a mission movement that was founded with William Wilberforce and many others to do good around the world, to bring the gospel and to make disciples of Jesus. And I'm honoured to say that many of the networks around the world are based on that kind of ethos. And CMS continue to have that heart for mission around the world and here also in the UK. But before, when we talk about working at the edges, before I delve into that, I want to ask a question. How many of you here are fellow jigsaw puzzlers? Who loves doing puzzles? They say it's very good for your mind, so hopefully we'll see that's benefit. I love doing puzzles. I remember when I was a little girl, we always had a puzzle on the go, and my father would get very angry with me because I'd come home from school and finish the puzzle, and he'd come home from work hoping to finish the puzzle, and I'd already done it. So we just started another one. So they've always played a big part of my life. And I wonder, fellow puzzlers, how do you start doing your puzzle? You get the box. What do you do? You do the edges. What else do you do? Corners, edges. Then I tend to sort mine by colours. If there's a definite kind of thing going on, if there's a very prominent house, I might look at that, or a flower or something. But start with the edges. And I can tell you, I don't like it when you open the box, especially if you buy second-hand puzzles, and all the edges are nicely wrapped up in a little bag, separate. Because some people think that's going to really help you. But I really love going through the box and finding the edges. Because those edges belong in the puzzle. They're all part of that puzzle. Sorry. Can I have a drink of water or something? I've got one there. Thank you very much, Joe. But sometimes someone's very helpful. Well, I'll take the edges off and put them in the box and then you've got them. No, but I like to delve around. And as I said, those edges are a very important part of the puzzle. Could you do the puzzle without the edges? I don't know. I haven't tried, but I don't think I'd like to. But that's what Church Mission Society does. We go to the edges of society. And we take that from Jesus, who's our model for mission and our model for bringing wholeness to people. When that puzzle's finished, it's beautiful. It displays a whole panorama, a lovely scene, a lovely painting, a country cottage, animals, a field, a very famous painting. But you see, our world is like that puzzle, broken in so many ways. So as I said, our world has a great potential for beauty, for wholeness, but it's fractured, it's fragmented in so many ways. We ourselves may have lived broken lives and we're only just now putting ourselves back together through God's love and the support of our church family. And there is so much work to be done around the world, but CMS in the last couple of years has really felt work in the edges of society. As I said, taking their lead from Jesus, who went to the edges of society, worked with the marginalised, those that were broken, those that were excluded from life, from society, from religious life and activities. He sought them out. He sought them out because he knew their potential and he knew that they were needed to fit back into society where they belonged. They were made in the image of God and they needed to be restored to play their part. And we see that in our passage today. Thank you so much for the reading. That passage in Mark, which, as Joe says, we have two types of storms. We have the storms of the sea. They're going across the other side of the lake. Perhaps the disciples asked, why do we need to leave here? Everything is going so well. People were being healed. There was great crowds around Jesus and his disciples. They were telling stories. They were seeing great enthusiasm. But Jesus says, no, we need to leave here and go somewhere else. And that's sometimes a challenge when we think we need to leave something good because God asks us to go somewhere else. So let's go over to the other side of the lake, says Jesus. And that puts a bit of panic into the disciples. Over there, that's where the Gentiles are. I don't want to go over there. Because up until that time, the disciples and many others believed that Jesus was coming to the Jews to do his mission amongst the Jews. But they were quickly realizing it was dangerous to make assumptions with Jesus. And just to get to the other side of the lake, it was pretty dangerous. There was a storm whipping up, and Jesus' disciples were afraid they were going to drown. But they wake Jesus up, and he speaks to the wind, he speaks to the waves, and he calms the storm around them. And that foreshadows really what was going to happen on the other side of the lake. A different kind of storm was waiting for them. So the disciples are really way out of their comfort zone. They're in Gentile territory. There's loads of pigs, thousands of them. There's loads of dead bodies, there's tombs, things very alien to Jewish culture and identified as clean and not to be associated with. And then they encounter this man with an evil spirit, and he's writhing among the tombs, and he's really ostracized by the whole society. So all good reasons to step away and say, that's not for me. Yet Jesus, motivated by his deep love, doesn't give up. He never gives up. He searches this man out and heals him. And we can see what Jesus can do, what he chooses to do with individuals, with communities. He calms the storms at sea, and he quells the trauma a whirling in a man's mind, his own storm he's living with day to day. So he takes a man everyone else has forsaken, abandoned, who appears lost in his immense struggles. But he sees the potential in this man. He knows this man, like each one of us, is made in the image of God and has a great potential for so much more if he's only given the chance. This man is restored, he's transformed and made into a new person. Because Jesus has seen, he knows what this man is capable of. He knows that when he's healed, he will become a storyteller, a story liver who will take the truth of Jesus further than his disciples ever imagined. Today we are listening to those stories here in Swanage, stories of people's lives transformed. And our own lives also can be transformed, and we can take stories to others as well. Because we believe that God's already at work in those people's lives, and they just need others to go alongside them, to encourage them, to make that change, to stop the storm inside them, to stop the storm from bad choices, and make a new choice to follow Jesus. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about one of the places. We're going to watch a video and of the community market where Danielle and Sarah work, and then we'll resume and pick up our story from there. Thank you very much. I don't speak much Portuguese, but I love the way she says, Feliz, Feliz, Feliz. It means happy. And just see that transformation in her life, really. So I just wonder how you respond to Danielle's story in that video, to the struggles that she'd faced in trying to care for her family, problems she faced due to bad choices she'd made, the drinking, the smoking, the frustrations and the anger she felt. But thankfully, concerned friends told her about the community market, and there she heard the message of salvation through faith in Jesus and the possibility of a different start with Jesus, to make different choices. In the 9 o'clock, we did this, doing this thing, and it's like, stop. And I think Jesus sometimes calls us to stop and evaluate where we're going with our life. And we can all make different choices. We can all make better choices for ourselves, for our families, and for those we care for and support. And we thank God for people like Danielle and Sarah, who are motivated by the relentless love of Jesus. They reached out to Danielle and in her struggles. And we've heard about her newfound love of Jesus and the changes it brought to her in her family and herself. Jesus never gives up. He searches and searches until we are found, until Danielle's been found, but others have been found. That man on the other side of the lake was found and healed and transformed. And I said earlier, just as Danielle's story and that guy in the Bible story is inspiring us today in Swanage, I wonder how many people listened to that man who was healed, the demon-possessed man who was healed. It says at the end of our reading that people were amazed to see the transformation in him. And we pray that many people were led to faith by his story. Many others are led to faith by Danielle's story, by stories of Danielle and Sarah working in Brazil. And how many people can be impacted by our stories we go and tell, the way that Jesus has transformed our lives? I'm sure that we've all got a story to tell. I'm sure we've all got a story about how Jesus has taken our brokenness and transformed us and made us into something better, although we are still a work in progress. We need to bear that testimony to what God has done in our life and be a walking testimony to what Jesus can do, what he can transform us and anyone, because we are all important to God. We are all made in his image. We are all part of that puzzle called life and the world. So we can tell our stories. So today we're encouraged to tell our stories and let stories from around the world impact us and the way we make our choices. And the truth is, we can't all go, but we can pray. You were all given, I think, as you came in, this lovely little sheet, and we've got a picture of Daniel and Sarah with a bit about where they're working, some prayer points that were shared as well. And also there is a sheet to sign up to give if you feel called today to give a regular donation to Danielle and Sarah's ministry in Brazil. As a church, you support Danielle and Sarah on the mission field. But if you feel called today to make a particular donation, then please fill out one of these forms. I've got pens and I can help you at the back. You can give a one-off donation of £12 a month, £10 a month, or you can give a one-off donation. Or you can fill out details to be given more information through the CMS website. So please don't leave without talking to me if you really feel called to give and to support their work in ministry. So we can all do our part. We can share our stories. We can pray for our own lives. We can pray for the lives of those people around us we know are living with struggles, either in their families, individually, or in their communities. We can give generously from what God has given to us. We can help our own local food bank in identifying with the community food bank there in Recife in Brazil. And we can give thanks to God that he searched us out, that he is transforming us, that we have a story to tell, that we are important to him. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your great love for each one of us. We are made in your image and we are so important to you. We thank you, Lord, that you are transforming our lives from glory into glory to shine for you wherever we go. Help us tell our story. Help us tell your stories. Nudge us to do our part in praying, giving, and even going. And we ask, Lord, that we would see your kingdom come in our lives, in all those on the edges of society, that they may know your wholeness and love in their lives. So again, we thank you for your great love for each one of us. And we pray that we will do our part in whatever you ask us, that we will see your word go out from here and to the ends of the earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.